Okay.
Good. Fuck you.
Don't swear. It's nothing to the conversation.
Sherry added my point. I'm not Sherry. I'm here.
No, she used to swear all the time. It's going. It's nothing to the conversation.
At a time, in a place with some things, some people sit around and they talk about a co-ed football league. They talk about people like B's brother or the Ocho. Sometimes they're talking about someone whose last name is with a K.
That's me.
And that's okay. But this is their show. Put together for you. Going around the room, we've got Joe K, Emily, a couple special guests today. We'll be talking about them coming up shortly. And the captain of your ship.
Would it be?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, over on the couch today, we'd like to welcome down to the studio and the amazing Garrett Beesey.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go.
Good evening and welcome. You know, normally I say hello. We have a couple happy moments. We start out slow, and away we go. Well, guess what? I have a stone in my shoe, and we're going to talk about something. Jimmy, if you could do me a favor in a second, we're going to cue it. Not yet. I think it was about 5-6 weeks ago, we had the White Assassin, Katie Keller, on the podcast, and she sang a song. For 5 weeks, I have been thinking. I have been doing mathematics on my wall, equations a la Beautiful Mind, trying to figure out if these lyrics make any sense. Well, on Saturday, I met the divine angel who actually sang that song, and I asked her some questions. So we're going to cue the song up, because I want to talk about this for a minute, because I'm thoroughly confused right now. So let's hit it. You're going to feel the energy in a minute, people.
I already do.
She's going somewhere with this, you think.
Sexual frustration.
Okay, cut it right there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
I wasn't ready.
He was
Sorry.
Not ready
okay,
at all.
Right now, it was like mid-train. We heard a song about sexual frustration, did we not?
Yeah, I heard.
Okay. Obviously, the singer is trying to tell us that she has not participated in the coitus in a little while, and she's very frustrated. Is this not correct?
Well, yeah. The next line is, needs that penetration.
Yes.
Pretty much hammers that home.
Yes. Okay. This is what's been keeping
Literally
me up at night.
Figuratively.
So now we go to that next line, and she says, and I quote, I need that mutual masturbation. Now, this is where I got confused. So, and I asked her this right to her face. Okay, you have not had the coitus with somebody in God knows how long. It turns out it was 2 years, I think she said, or 6 months or something like that, but it was a really long time. My question to you is this. You finally have a man. You finally participate in something, and you both end up in a bed, and instead of participating in the coitus, you decide to have mutual masturbation. Why? And
Wait,
I asked her.
What?
Yes, yes. Think, okay. Play it again. Play it again.
You are my addiction. Need the body fray. Sexual frustration. Need the penetration. Mutual masturbation.
There it is again.
I'm... All right, you...
Okay.
I have my theory on what she's going to say, but I want to know what she said first.
She said something that might change my life. So... I looked her straight in her eye, and I don't remember her name. I'm just going to call her Divine Angel because she was magical. And I looked at her, and we had about a 20-minute conversation. And I looked her straight in the eye around 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The wind was about 10 to 15 knots of north to northwest. It was about 82 degrees.
Slow down.
So I looked at her, and I said, I'm following you. I'm understanding what is happening here. But then you throw a monkey wrench into the whole plan. Why did you use that line? It makes no sense. And then she said it.
What?
Because they rhymed.
That was your big ending for that?
That was it. But listen, think about every song you've ever thought now. There are artists and poets and there's people and songs. You hear them in your car and they give you all these emotional feelings.
Yes.
No. All they're doing is rhyming.
Where the fuck have you been?
Some people rhyme really cool.
Sorry,
words.
Jim, that's at 1:15.
T-Pain rhymed mansion in Wisconsin. Like, that's...
All right, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't understand what rap even is. But now I know why people do it, because all they do is try to rhyme shit, but it doesn't make any sense. Beat.
Is that Katie Keller singing right there, or someone
no,
else?
No, it's the Divine Angel.
The Divine
so
Angel.
So what I'd like to tell people is, and I know we're going a little long here, but she's awesome. We're going to have her on, and actually I've convinced them both they're going to perform this song live at football before the end of the year.
First
song,
that's awesome.
This part here, this next part is Katie Keller's part, if you want to hear it.
Well, we could hear it for a minute.
It starts with an erection.
It does.
Before you
historically.
Action, give me that affection. Hit me up with some sexting.
That sounded like an open door policy, like anyone could...
I'm getting
did you meet her?
I need to not drink while I'm listening to this because I almost spit my beer out like three times.
You're good at spitting beer and alcohol.
I heard you spit on Walter.
Great. All right. Well, let's say her hellos. Good evening to everybody. I'd like to welcome our two guests. The first was a contestant on The Bachelor. There are those that say he's the people's champion and won.
He's still kind of a contestant.
We had to
it.
Stop the contest. His name is Garrett Beeson from Cobblestone. Garrett, how are you?
What's up, Lenny? I'm doing good.
Welcome back.
I'm glad to be back.
And our second place in D6, he's the skipper on UFO, I believe, who had their first win in week one. Congratulations. Normally it takes about 7-8 weeks, but you guys knocked it out of the park in week one. Mark, how are you tonight?
This is true, Lenny. Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, I'm going to start with you. Uh-oh. And you know where I'm going with this. I've got to. So you guys had a team originally, I believe it was Iron Butterflies, if memory serves me right.
Correct.
And, you know, I've never met him. I've heard nothing but great stories about your dad. I actually was talking to him a little bit when Topper cost me $100 last week, because your father at one point started laughing and said, hey, you want to race me for $100? Which is really funny. You actually, and not a lot of people know this, you started with JJ and the Queen Bee Sherry.
Yes, we did. We actually had an indoor team at Buffalo Niagara Court Center. Oh, maybe about a year and a half ago. And we did pretty well. We ended up finishing first in the B division. And I don't know, it was an opportunity to kind of continue, networking with a group of, people, players, girls, guys. As we know, it's very difficult to recruit really good girls.
Absolutely.
Sherry and I had played a lot of softball together over the years and developed a pretty good friendship. And she wanted to continue to develop her skills, and it was actually the first time she started playing, I think that second session after in the spring at Topper.
I don't know if you knew this or not, but I think she hit 629 in high school at Grand Island.
Yes, she did. She was recruited by Florida State as a shortstop. Probably
she told me 50 times.
Strongest arms I've ever seen, and still to this day, she will stand in front of a softball and let it hit her square in the face until she makes the play. So that's the type of person that she's been, and those are the type of people that we want on our team that are tough, fun, and certainly fast and have some speed.
Okay, now I've got to ask the question. You know where I'm going next. So, you know I have to ask it. You have the season. Obviously, JJ, he moved on and he had to go do JJ stuff. Why'd Sherry leave? Like, how'd you feel? I heard there was like a little bit of an email exchange. It was kind of like a not, hey, I'm leaving right away. She kind of did it at the end. I mean, were you guys upset? Were you just kind of like, oh, it's Sherry being Sherry? Like, how were you feeling after that?
You know, we handled it okay. Like, we understand how the politics of things work throughout the league. Any time you have a league that's, 50-plus teams in it, you're going to have issues. So we respected her decision to move on. I know she had a circulation of different friends and people that she grew up with, that she went to high school with. And certainly, we wished her the best, but told her, if she wanted to come back at any time, certainly we would welcome it.
Really? So. No.
Do you know what I would have done if it was me?
Wrote a letter.
And we're not fighting now. We're FFBFF, so we don't fight. But if we were in our fighting phase, I would have brought my whole team to the field every time she played. And if she would have touched a football, I would have had everybody boo.
We can still set that up.
That would have been
ruthless.
And I would have got, one of those big signs, that have, the 2x4, and it's got the super humongous signs, and I would walk up and down fields.
Just a sign.
That'd be awesome.
It's just a sign, yeah.
Dude, is that what they're called? I thought they were called something else.
Signs.
And what are those things? I want to get B's brother in one of those. You ever go to the kiosk thing and it's on the front and back and he just walks around with messages on it?
Yeah, I know. That was my idea.
Could call B's brother 316 on the front and then we can put something cool on
the back.
That's
how we're going to promote stuff.
Stop
telling people.
Garrett, quick question for you.
Oh, hey.
We're going to go to you for a minute here. So I got to ask you your tough question because Mark just got his. The Bachelorette. It wasn't a sprint, it was a marathon. We love Sarah. She's a wonderful person. Obviously, emotions got involved. We didn't know that one of the contestants kind of just went on his way. We didn't know that the other one turned into a fucking creeper. And then there was you.
Lenny, don't swear. It doesn't add anything to the conversation.
In that point, it did.
Lenny needed to hammer something home.
Yeah, I had to do that for a reason. So you did nothing wrong. You did great. You actually made it in the second chance sweepstakes. You make it back into the round. You go through everything. It's almost there, and then all of a sudden the contest stops.
Yeah.
How were you feeling at that point?
I was disappointed to see it end because I had so much fun in it. Like,
we all did.
Yeah, even if she eliminated me, I would have been like, oh, this is still a great time. Like, she's a great girl. So I was definitely disappointed to see it come to an end just because I love competition.
Second chance sweepstakes was so fun.
Yeah, was it the competition or was it Sarah? Like, you know, I told Sarah when I first met her, I go, this all started out as fun. But yeah. it emotions got involved all of a sudden, and it started getting very real very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, when she eliminated me the first time.
With your sweater.
Yeah.
Oh, that was rough. I forgot about that.
Do you think she got rid of you, or do you think Emily did?
It was Emily.
It could have been Emily, yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Let's see if I can get Emily to spit alcohol again. I'm sorry.
Paul and Jay. So, Neiman and Jay, right?
Yeah, it was Jay from Hostile Takeover, and it was Big Polly.
Oh, I told her to pick you.
You sure?
That's bullshit. She's lying.
What?
I did. Nice. You told her to pick Paul.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
wow.
You did.
He was accusing you. Oh, wow.
I said, I actually wrote it on a piece of paper, if memory serves me right, that same night. I said, I already know who's going to win this. And on a piece of paper, I folded it up and I opened it and it said Garrett on it.
I thought it said Daryl.
I appreciate the confidence.
And that was the first night.
He actually sent me a
But I watched The Mentalist, so I mean, I'm good at stuff like this.
It's different.
So now we fast forward to the present. Are you and Sarah still talking? Like, what's happening? Like, what's going on?
I mean, not really. I don't want to. She's not here, so I don't
all right. Well, let's pretend that
she
is. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, Emily's friends. Here. She yeah, speaks for
at some
Sarah.
Point. Sarah's going to be listening to this, and if you could right now say one thing, if you knew she was listening, what would you tell Sarah?
God.
What the hell? No, hold on. What did you think was going to happen when you came on the show?
Oh my!
Like we're
God.
Just going to gab about?
Yeah, you didn't think I was
going
to ask Mark about Sherry and JJ? I mean, I'm going right there. You didn't think I was going to ask him about
Hi,
Sarah?
You must be new here. This is Lenny Alba.
I would tell Sarah she's an amazing girl.
Mm-hmm. No, don't tell me. Tell Sarah.
Sarah, you're an amazing girl. And
wait, stop. Can you pump in the song while he's doing it? No, the other one. The one we just talked about. The one with the sex stuff.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, come on.
He's not ready for
you
right
this,
now.
Jimmy.
This is why we have to, like, plan things.
Sweet Jesus.
We'll get it in post.
Let's get a little music. All right.
Ready?
And
go.
Okay. What would you tell Sarah?
Sarah... Anytime you want to get together and have an amazing date.
Mini golf?
Don't do steak.
Maybe mini golf.
Mexican?
Mexican and mini golf.
Mexican.
And yeah. Mini golf.
Done.
Maybe a little mini golf.
A lot of mini golf.
Possibly some mutual masturbation.
No. Don't tell her that. No. Wait till date three.
Date three?
Date three.
I mean, it's we'll kind of date classy. Three at this point.
When you're my age, it's date 17, but at your age, it's date three. Maybe date one and a half at least.
Yeah, we'll keep it classy with some Mexican.
There you go.
Margaritos.
Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
What if there's another young lady in the league that steals his heart before that even happens?
Ooh.
What if she's not even in the league but is around the league a bunch?
Then what?
That's tough because I am not the relationship type.
That sounds like bullshit. He was on a show to be in a relationship probably.
That was not serious.
The show wasn't serious?
What?
Curse your tongue, Emily Curry.
Guess who's kicked off the show?
You know what?
We were all serious.
I know we were serious, but it's not like a marriage was happening at the end of the battle.
But why couldn't it
have? Well, actually, you didn't let Lenny finish the show.
I will say this. I think Sarah is 100% girlfriend material. 100%.
She's an awesome person.
Yes.
If I knew we could go on some dates and we'd go somewhere, I would not speak to other girls, which is like...
Is she working
at
it?
On the real Bachelorette, on the real show, you have to propose. The winner has to propose.
Oh, can we get her on the phone line and propose?
I mean, we could.
Absolutely not.
No.
No.
But no,
I'm just saying, she'd never see it coming.
Yeah.
Mark, what do you think?
She's at work, though.
She's
no?
At work.
No.
Sarah's at work.
She's not going to be able to answer.
Wait, Buffalo General?
How old is Sarah?
Stop. Don't
Sarah's
fake a heart attack
sick.
To get us
page
there.
Her. She could be paid.
I so would fake a heart attack. I could fake a diabetic seizure.
You probably don't even have to fake it.
I feel like Sarah checks your sugar every hour when we're at football.
Well, he's got
to
do
sure
it anyway.
You're okay.
You know, there's like three people, like Sherry does, Chelsea does. Every time I'm walking, I could like feel Sherry, because after the, you know, the hospital ride from hell, they're always looking at me. I'm like, I'm fine. I'm fine. And they're like, okay, we got this.
You've got your traveling nurses of the TSO.
It's kind of funny.
You do.
Nothing
you
like
know
giving.
What I will say about what we were talking about earlier, but in other differently, there were a lot of girls at the bar on Saturday that I don't think were in our league. They were just hanging out, maybe trying to scope out the guy situation. So that's promising.
For
like, there were girls there that don't play football, and they were just kind of like looking around, checking out guys.
Like what guys? Garrett?
No, there were girls there.
And right. Football.
But what guys were they checking out?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How did
I might
you notice?
Have got a number.
Because I saw him looking around, looking at all the dudes. It's a ratio of like 1 to 6.
A lot of muscle around there.
It's actually 3 to 1.
I know you know what I mean.
Well, it's 4 to 2. It's actually 2 to 1.
Yeah. Not
4 and 2. Right?
But you're assuming that people are running full rosters that way.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, there's a lot more dudes there.
Yeah. Okay.
Just saying.
Sorry,
I wish we could just call it. It's too bitchy. Are you sure you're just not telling me that it's like a no mean Jess kind of thing? Like she actually just home right now watching.
I told you she's working
Netflix or something. Okay. Well, no. Wait, you were talking to her. Why can't we all talk to her?
Well, because she had to go to work.
Oh, fudge. All right, Garrett, we're going to let you off the hook. So, real quick, let's talk about Daryl. Obviously, you guys had a really, really, really bad season last year. It was not Daryl's fault. We all know this. You guys have now got off to a shocking 0-3 start, I believe. 0-2, 0-3?
0-2, yeah.
Yes. Are you going to
shocking.
D4 at one point?
Yeah, pretty soon you can't spill cobbles.
No, I would assume we would be moved down, but if that's the case, I will be looking for a new team.
Does Daryl know this?
Hey.
Me, well, I don't know if he listens to this, but yeah. Oh,
has no. Daryl been around for you to even tell him this?
Well, why don't you tell the story real quick of what happened to you Saturday?
Well, our game was at 10 a.m., and at 9:52, there's a text from Daryl saying, "I'm out of town. I won't make it today." At 9:52.
That's
so
shitty. That's just
not
shitty.
Not like my car broke down or I'm sick. It was, I'm out of town.
He
not,
knew he was going to be out of town.
Yeah.
That's unless shitty. He wasn't out of town and it was just a shit excuse.
That's maybe, but it was just like, wow. So I went around asking everyone like what time they thought. People are like, oh, maybe Friday. I think you said, what did he let you know, Friday night? And Drew from Topper was the closest. He said like 9:42.
Would you be on The Bachelorette again if we hit another girl?
100%.
So, like, would Mark, would you ever do it? Like, if let's say if we picked, oh, I don't know, an attractive young bartender at the Rose Garden who was looking with a boyfriend and her mother said, hey, you got to fix her up with somebody. And we said, hey, we'll get 10 people and do this all over again. Would you consider it?
You know, it's tempting. Definitely when you have attractive women, I mean, you want to
get
involved.
She's 24 and super attractive. Yeah. Really nice.
I think at the end of the day.
Oh,
wow. He didn't even mean it.
That is fantastic.
Sorry, right. That's Peace Brother.
At the end of the day.
Wait, who are we talking about?
I mean, you've seen how all of the shows go down. I mean, you're forced with narrowing it down to what, your top three or four, and all of a sudden you got to make a decision. You got these feelings invested in three or four different women, and you got to make a decision on one. And let's face it, how many of these relationships or how many of them have actually gotten engaged that have actually been married have actually continued to stay married?
I think three of
divorced?
Them.
At the end of the day.
I think three. I think three are still together.
Yeah.
On the show itself.
On
oh,
the
really?
Real show?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think
it's
they're
been,
still there.
That show's been around for like 10 years. There's a lot of people who are still together.
Okay, I thought it was three or four. They
no,
were still
like
married.
Eight, like eight.
Is it? Are you good at fact finding? Could you find out and tell us before next week?
I can tell you in probably
many,
2 minutes.
Yeah.
We have the internet on our phones.
Oh, yeah. The internet's good. Hey, by the way, shout out to Emily. I had a talk with Third Schlong, who destroyed Home Tech. We're going to get to that a little later.
Really?
Yes. And they kept telling me, yay, we love Emily. Nobody else should be on the podcast but Emily. She's awesome. And then they said this, Joe K, in your earmuffs.
Ooh. No, it's fine.
She said, Emily's better than Joe K.
Yeah, but that's a lie.
That's Ooh. What they said.
Who's they? You said she said that.
It no, was Nicole
specific.
And Katie. Both
bitches.
Said
that. They did
drunken
say that. Liars. So
they said
nice.
Girl power.
They are drunken liars.
And then I gave them sunshine stickers.
Yep. Everybody got stickers. You know who didn't? Joe K, because he wasn't a football again.
I don't want...
Emily was handing them all out.
Ten.
Ten?
Joe
are still together.
Wow.
Guys, we got to do this again, don't we? Or do we go Bachelor?
Well, I mean, we should just...
Tommy
like,
Hughes, award-winning Tommy
A little bit overdue just, for Bachelor.
Can we just find a way to like finish it?
That's not my fault that one should be in jail and one decided to go do something else.
If only there were other guys.
It's already over, though, right?
Well, the winners were nobody. We ended it because feelings got involved, and we didn't want to hurt other people's feelings. But apparently, now Garrett's feelings are hurt, so now everybody kind of got hurt.
My feelings hurt.
Because you were going to win, and now you didn't. Oh, yeah. No, that's what I mean. Like, you should have probably won.
Don't lump me in with those cucks.
No, God, no. You were the guy. No. That's what I meant. My apologies. Yeah, what I meant was you were the guy that went through and should have won. You should be at Tempo right now with Sarah.
You're my winner.
I appreciate that.
You guys should be having mango sherbet right now.
White. Instead, Lenny, Sarah, and I'll just go to Tempo.
You guys are the fucking worst.
What's wrong? Come on.
You know what happened. You know we're not.
No, I just say if there is another competition, Bachelor, Bachelorette, there's got to be rules. You don't make the person feel guilty about eliminating you.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be like 3 weeks long, not three months long.
And everybody's got to sign paperwork that if you're in it, you're in it to win it. Like, you can't. You're focusing just on her.
Mm-hmm. Can I write the clauses?
I have
the contract.
No.
You know what helps? How many guys do you think we would have for this? Like 9?
Well, it depends on who the girl is.
But either way, how many
if it's
guys?
A super attractive, nice girl, then we could get at least.
Or if
9.
You do it the other way, though, if it's the Bachelor,
well, I think maybe we had too many guys last time. So if we do 9, we could just tape 3 shows, and that way she has the same amount of time with all of the winners.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this: we had what, 15?
Yeah.
If we went to 9, could Bee's brother be one of the 9?
Obviously.
Okay, then I would cave and say yes.
Done.
Okay.
That shouldn't even be a question.
There's got to be love in his heart. I'm telling you.
There's
tons
of love in his heart.
Yes.
It's
he's going to
else?
End up with somebody. Mark, are you pro or con Bee's brother?
I'm just going to grab it off.
What's that?
Have you met Bee's brother?
I have.
Are you pro or con?
Pro.
Okay, good. You like
Bee's brother?
You're
just saying that because you're on Lenny's show?
hold on.
It's our show.
Everybody.
Wait, who doesn't like him?
Oh, there's people.
Besides Amir.
Baccio.
Baggio's not a fan anymore either.
No.
Did Bee's brother steal one of his girls? Is that why?
He has to have girls before Bee's brother can steal them.
Though I will tell you a funny Bee's brother story. So Sherry, at one point, we were having a sandwich with her, and we were all shooting the bowl probably around 5 o'clock on Saturday. And at one point, Bee's brother walks in, and I'm with Walter and Sherry and Topper, and we're all laughing, just, you know, whatever. And we start talking, like, Sherry starts talking about people that are attractive and unattractive. And then Bee's brother goes, well, how would you rate me? And then Sherry looks at him and, like, you know, yeah, she's like, I don't know how to react to this. So I'm like, Sherry, you have to participate. It's like F, marry, kill. So she goes, Bee's brother, you're very attractive, actually. And he goes, well, thank you very much. I would like to do something for you now. And I'm like, oh, God. So he looks at her and he says, and I quote, how about you text me over a couple pictures and I'll put them on my website for
Bills,
WCW?
The Buffalo Bills Babes.
I don't know.
There's a new one every day.
That's his newest project that he asked Sarah and I to send him pictures of.
Did of course you do he it? Does. Of course he does.
You did it, didn't you?
No.
Pussies.
you didn't?
No.
I got to promote the brand.
I don't want pictures of me on random social media pages. That's weird.
They're already there. Not by me, just saying.
Shut up, Joe.
That was funny.
Teehee.
Whatever.
I'm shocked. Sarah, Emily, and Sherry have all had requests now. That's what a shock.
Yep.
Way to go.
He asked me, and I told him, ask Sarah.
Do you feel left out,
you
Joe?
You're paying him off on your friend?
I
really?
I felt left out when I found out that my best friend, Lenny, stabbed me in the back and went to dinner with Walter without me.
It was funny because Walter came to football, too.
Yeah. No, I heard all about
it. How funny is that?
I think it's funny. It's a laugh riot.
I think Walter came to football because he was thinking about proposing.
Well, he wanted you to spit more ice.
I thought he already proposed to you.
No, not for real.
Oh, I think that was real. With him, you don't know.
I didn't get a real ring.
Well,
yet.
Then you would have got one in Vegas. That probably would have been the first thing you did.
If you guys would have went to Vegas without me, too, I'd have been super, super mad.
It was funny because at one point, like literally when he said it, I looked at her and I was like, please don't say yes. Please don't say yes. Because it wouldn't be the first time that all of a sudden I was sitting there having dinner and ended up in Vegas 6 hours later.
You would have messaged me about that because you messaged me about how great the night was. And I would have said, stop in Cleveland and pick me up.
That would have been awesome. I told Topper, I would have texted, like, I would have literally been to Vegas. I would have took a picture of the Bellagio waterfall. And then Topper would have known. He would have come back and gone, oh, not again.
Would he meet you out there?
Huh?
Would Topper just like see it and then just go meet you?
No, he would know just to leave us alone in Vegas. Topper, that's about one of the only times that I don't see Topper much is when I go to Vegas, it's a Walter thing.
Okay.
You have not lived till you've been in Vegas with Walter. You just have not lived.
For anyone who doesn't know, awesome. Walter is Lenny's BFF.
Yeah, he's the best. He's freaking me, but like a million times
more
richer
Italian
and more fun.
A million times richer.
He's so fun. And he met Emily for the first time.
And Sarah.
And Miss Sarah. And he's knocked a glass of wine all over you.
Yes. It felt like I peed my pants.
And then you spit wine all over him, so they had a thing. It was all good. All right. Well, you know, we got a football
really
podcast.
Classy dinner.
Hey, were
let's
there
talk
any
about
games
some games
on Saturday.
We're going to talk about them. Let's get to them right now.
And with your 10 o'clock games, we've got Racks and Sacks Public Enemy tied at 19. Primetime Players 34, Cobblestone with 26. Uncle Rico's Time Travelers 40 points on the board with Hope and Room putting up 12. Come From Behind 27 and Ace 25. Those are your 10 o'clock games.
Well, Garrett, we're going to start with you. You put 26 points on the board. That's very, very good. The bad news is you lost to Primetime Players and nobody loses to them. What happened?
I had the audacity to try to fill Daryl's shoes.
Oh, you threw?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's why you guys scored points. Okay.
Turn off his mic.
No.
We have one rule in this league. Don't ever say anything bad about Daryl. It's literally in the rule book.
I didn't say anything bad about Daryl. I said something good about Garrett.
By the way, Garrett had an awesome hair day on Saturday, so you did take over very well there.
Yeah. Oh, I spent like two. I had no one, you know.
I spent 2 hours on it.
He subconsciously knew.
Yeah, even though I didn't know Daryl's coming.
You know, a young lady looked at me and said, and I quote, "Hey, who's that guy who looks like Jim Brewer?"
Yes.
Oh, my God. At least I hired her to back it up and say that it was Jim. I was Jim Brewer, or Jim Brewer was me if I did meth for 6 years, so.
Did
you know who else had a lookalike? Huh. Is the Clark's dad was at football.
I
he
love
was
that
playing
guy.
Volleyball with us.
Craig T. Nelson.
We were calling him Terry Bradshaw.
So, yeah, so that's where that came like from? Somebody kept going, there's Terry Bradshaw. I'm like, what?
Looks like Craig T. Nelson. Or is it Dauber from Coach? That's who he looks like.
Yeah. Do you know Phil Sims? Yep. Phil Sims was, when we had our banquet, he was in the building, and
yeah,
I think Hearn walked up to him and asked if he wanted to give an award.
What?
Yeah.
He was getting his room right in front of me.
Yeah, there was a Bills game. Yeah. I think Hearn walked up to him. Somebody told me it was Hearn, or somebody
Hearn
asked him if he wanted to give an award out.
Give award? No, yeah. I can't, guys.
No, for best quarterback. I think that's what it was.
That would be the one he should give out.
Absolutely. So, Come From Behind beat Ace. Ronnie K, 27-25. That's actually not too bad. Hey, Mark, Hope and Ruin, Uncle Rico Time Travelers. Have you seen those two?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay.
Have they been...
They're down in D6. Uncle Rico's was the old
not.
John Sent
team.
That's
D5, dude.
Yeah, that's,
oh, that's
D5.
D5. Okay.
Oh, your league, Len. God.
Bad. Keep thinking that they're D6. No, they're D5.
Moving on.
Racks and Sacks played Public Enemy. Public Enemy was terrible.
Yeah, why'd you guys suck so bad?
We hadn't played football like all season. And
Baccio for even
did.
Longer because he missed the championship.
Baccio got smoked like a cigarette a couple times on defense. They played really good. You know, props to them. They were a good team.
So you guys going down to D2 then?
We're thinking about it.
All right.
We're going to sign Bloomfield and Montesani and see if we can put a roster in the D2.
Could Emily
sub?
Well,
you know a guy.
Yeah, then we're going to have Emily
sub. Can Emily sub for her?
Emily actually
team.
Saved our ass. Congratulations to you, Emily. We were down 19-17. And oh, by the way, they finally listened. We decided to go man, and on the first play, we sacked them and got a safety.
Boom.
And then what'd they get, like in the last three drives? 5 yards after we manned them?
You tied the game on a safety?
On a safety.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
You had 2 sacks. Emily did really good on defense.
I've never rushed before.
But you're a really good rusher.
You're fast as hell. Why not?
Because it's boring.
Well, let getting safeties that tie games
getting,
are boring.
Yeah. Was that thrilling, getting that safety, though? I guess it wasn't that boring.
You sacked him another time, too. That was good.
Yeah.
So we're working shit out. We're working shit out.
627 top, where your opinion matters.
All right, let's try 11 o'clock.
Give us a call here in this week. Coming up, 627-8677. Once again, 627-8677. We would absolutely love to hear from you. With those 11 o'clock games, Public Enemy, 57, Chad Stuff, 30. Grand Associates with 39, Witters with 14. Hung Buffalo, Shake and Bake Stampede, tied at 15. HK4 with 41 on the board. Saturdays are for the girls with 19. And the Salino Sewer Rats, 57, while the Tammies put up 10. Those are your 11 o'clock games.
Jay-Z was on fire week one. I think they won two. They were crushing people. They come into town, they play HK4, and HK4 literally stole their milk money, 41-19. Jay-Z was a beat man on Saturday. He didn't look so good.
HK4 went back down to D4?
Yeah, yeah. They were Holy Kabasa and D3. And then,
no, in D4.
D4. Yeah.
D3,
then they went up.
They went up to 3.
And they were HK2. Well, there
were
was HK2.
HK2? I thought they just were going by what division.
No, that's like
in,
their new thing. They kept going up. And then they went back down. And I guess they're really good again.
Okay.
And Jay-Z's
team just found
not
their
so
sweet
good.
Spot.
People, bad news, Jimmy earmuffs. Salino Sewer Rats are really, really, really good.
No, they're fantastic. Yeah. They really are.
57 points.
I mean, 57? That was scary. Their offense is freaking crazy.
I'm actually surprised they didn't go up.
Yeah. Who'd you guys beat, Mark, week one? Did you beat?
I think it was Santa's Secret Sauce.
Okay, so we'll get to them in a second. David. But the Tammies, oh boy. The Tammies, you know, they've been around forever, but they've struggled. They actually lost to Tommy Hughes in week one.
Yeah.
The Gordon Hughes blow up, and now
one of, I'm sure, 20.
Yeah, Salino Sewer Rats takes him to town. Chad stuff. We're going to be talking to them. They should not be in D1. That's our bad. We're going to try to get him a quarterback or something to help him out because they're
I
really
felt bad.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad.
I think I was going to die. Learn. I left
I have
half-time.
A heart, Joe K.
Why? Yeah. It's football.
Do you think they would accept a female quarterback?
Who? Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Gray and Associates beat Witters. They came back. Apparently, they just played a lot better than Witters did. Witters struggling right now.
Oh, they've been missing a lot of people.
Hmm. Yeah, I think everybody was there, though, Saturday. I know I saw
Jamie
Keith.
Jamie wasn't there.
Oh, she wasn't?
Who wasn't
sure?
there?
I thought
yeah,
I saw her.
Yeah, because we had an Angels game, and she wasn't
oh.
there.
Was she there early, though?
No.
Okay.
She had a training for work.
Oh, well, oh. We stand corrected. Let's go to 12 o'clock.
627 Top, where your opinion matters. We do sincerely look forward to hearing from you. 627-8677. That goes straight to Joe K's phone. Leave a good message so that we can put you on the show, too. With your midday games, Blitzkrieg, 50 points, DMX, 47, Eyes Downtown, 42, XTC with 22, Come From Behind, 38 points, Hope and Ruin with 20, Saturdays Are For the Girls, 35, No Punt Intended with 30, and Madison Lee's, 27 on the board, Well Hung Buffalo, put up 21. Those are your 12 o'clock games.
Well, welcome back to Dave Chellis and Shane Griffin, who actually are now members of XTC.
I saw that.
Yeah, that was good. Dave Chellis is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He played for Top Line Solution for years. He came back. He's got a little George Clooney going. He's doing salt and pepper. He's starting mm-hmm. to turn a little bit, but he can still rifle.
I'm surprised by that score, though. I was watching that game because it was right after we played. XTC was looking sharp. Their
really
girls
good.
Were playing really good. I don't know who that skinny girl is on their team.
That's Kelly Mazur.
Yeah.
She's good.
The
other one's an attorney.
So I heard.
No, that Kelly, she was like running deep
she's
balls.
Good.
Like she was really
she's
good.
One of the
she
best girls
solid
in the league.
Hands.
He's
yeah.
one of the best girls in the league.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
She would not play on like a team in D5 or D6 and then like 1 week before the season starts just leave and go somewhere else. She would have told them at least 2 months ahead of time.
That's right.
Because Kelly's super nice.
And Nikki's on their team, too, and she's
yeah.
really good.
It was nice to see Nikki. You know, it was funny because I had a nice talk with her on the sidelines for a couple of minutes. She goes, you know, it's nice. She goes, we're with nice people now.
Right.
You know, and it's just, she goes, you know, we've kind of had, you know, Moose Knuckles was a little fiery, and now they're with XTC, who literally are the nicest team in the league. They're so nice.
She also joined Maddie's Angels.
Did she? Good for her.
And they're nice.
That's good. They're on the roster before week 3. Congratulations.
Yes. If Topper ever emails me back.
Well, he like Joe Russell. He'll get back to you in a couple weeks. The sad part about it was, I don't know if you saw, but I guess Stegmeier tried to fake an ankle injury. Did you see him? Like, I think that was makeup on his ankle. I just don't think Stegmeier wants to play anymore.
Aww.
Yeah, so instead of going to D2, he's decided he's just going to fake an injury for the rest of the season.
Doo-doo.
Yeah, so he had a long day. Blitzkrieg, Emily used to kind of play with some of those
yeah,
guys. They beat DMX. You see that?
Yeah. I didn't watch the game, but...
Is Mary Poppins playing this week, or was she playing last week for them?
Mary Poppins is on the roster. She wasn't there this week because she was in Carolina for the football game, like
nice.
The rest of our league.
Yeah, what the hell is that all about?
Like,
everybody was there.
Right. Every team was shorthanded.
Every time, it seemed like every 10 minutes, I was getting a text from Val. Hey, do you know Shinta's number? Hey, what's Ricky Recchio from Sticky Bandit's number? And then all of a sudden, I'm seeing all these pictures. I'm like, wait a minute. I gave her that number. I gave her that number.
Yeah.
Stupid Bills. Congratulations to Come From Behind. They had a very, very bad season last season. Now they just took two. I think they lost in week one, but they beat Hope and Ruin, which is a pretty solid team, and they beat Ace. Kudos to them. Madison Lee's. It was nice to see that one gender team played on Saturday.
Travis
fucking
titties.
A.
Yes. They beat Hung Buffalo, who's actually a pretty solid team. They're doing good. Like, are you guys getting nervous?
No.
No.
If we have our team show up. We
what's
three,
the problem with
we have
them?
A roster of 15, and we had three girls from our roster play on Saturday.
Well, are they pulling Stegmeyers where they're all faking injuries? Or like
no.
What? No.
People had game conflicts. People were in North Carolina, stupid. Wherever they were.
Why would you go to Carolina and watch the Bills lose?
Well, if they won, they wouldn't have done that.
If ifs and buts were cherries and nuts, we'd have a Merry Christmas.
Oh.
They weren't going to win that game.
If we had our whole I'll get to it. Never mind.
Let's get to it.
If we had our whole roster, we would have smoked All We Do Is Quinn.
Oof. Oh, yeah. You calling
yes.
it right now?
Yeah.
Okay, how about Madison Lee's?
I haven't watched them play, so I don't really know.
Who's on Madison Lee's?
All the other girls that are on her team.
Okay.
The Clarks, Kelly Little, Sherry, Molly Morgan.
So Riley though. Street girls.
Yeah, it's Travis. Riley Street without Travis. And it's Riley without Taylor, and they're
yeah.
winning. Go figure.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. Did I just take a shot at Taylor?
They were better with Joey Betts, though.
Yeah, that's true. Joey Bats put a show on it.
We're going to get to that
in a minute. Yeah, let's get to that right now because it was the Joey Bats show at 1 o'clock.
Well, with that being said, we already have 3 hours of our games down. Let's take that real quick midday break right here.
We'll return after these messages.
The Three Quarters at Burger King with new Hot Toppers.
Well, they're hot, they're hot, and they're cold. Hot Topper, three double cheeseburgers, they're a quarter pound. You got a double desire.
They're gonna put on the fire.
There's barbecue sauce.
With cheese and bacon, too.
Taste the ham and cheese and shoot of peas. And you don't want to miss any mushroom and Swiss. But Hot Toppers won't last, so get to Burger King fast.
Hot Toppers, appearing for limited engagement.
We know how burgers should be.
Would it be TSO Universe? This your good friend, B's brother. Welcome to Extremely Deep Thoughts with B's brother.
There used to be a house on our block that we thought was haunted because you hear people screaming inside, and because people who went in never came out. Later on, we found out it was just a murdered house.
627-TOP, where your opinion matters. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to call 627-8677. Once again, that's 627-8677. Carrying on with our 1 o'clock games right here. We've got Gryffindor with 46 on the board, one Todd too many with 44. XTC put up 23 points, The Purge with 15. Shredders with 32 on the board, AARP with 30. All We Do Is Quinn with 33, and Maddie's Angels with 20. Wrapping up that 1 o'clock time frame, Santa's Secret Sauce with 48 points, and the McKenzie Agency with 38. Those are your 1 o'clock games.
And we're back. Emily, we're going to start with you. For the first time in 12
ever.
Games, Maddie's
We've
Angels lost a game.
Wow.
We've never lost.
So what happened?
We had three people from our roster, and we originally had subs, and then they left during the game and didn't come back.
Okay, where'd they go?
Who? Call them out right now.
Did they go for pizza?
No, I'm not going to do that, but...
Chicken fingers? Lunch?
I don't know.
No, you don't? Like, did they leave?
Go take pictures for B's brother?
Phones were lost. People weren't feeling good.
Wait, phones were lost.
It wasn't Sarah.
We all have a suspect.
No, it wasn't Sarah.
Wait, let me stop you right there, because I'm making light of this. You had subs that left and didn't come back during a game.
Correct.
I've never heard of that before.
Correct. We started with four subs.
Okay.
Two left. Then Jill Iancono broke her finger.
Okay.
So she left to go to immediate care.
That's acceptable.
And so then we had one sub.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you don't like those All We Do Is Quinn guys, do you?
No, not really. I mean, honestly, we started the game out good. It was 20-12 at halftime. Like, I had two picks. Taylor Pagano had a pick. Like, we were in good shape, and then just kind of shit the bed in the second half.
Oh, this is terrible. D6 game, ladies and gentlemen, they're saying all the right things, and there's nothing going wrong, but something's wrong with the McKenzie Agency. They lost 48-38 to Santa's Secret Sauce. The most honorable prophet, Dave Walter, has claimed that they have an offense now, and they have a quarterback, and they're going to win D6, and God bless them if they
do. Who's throwing for them?
I don't know. They have a new quarterback. You must not have seen them, Mark, because like you said, you beat them in week one. He claims they have some quarterback sent from the future. He's like some kind of cyborg.
Word on the street is Santa's Secret Sauce has males who should not be in D6.
What?
What?
Who'd you guys, how bad you beat them? You tell us about them. What'd you see?
About 22-10.
What'd you see in the sauce? What happened?
What?
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 A little late.
It's okay. You know, they had one really good girl. I will say that. We went into a man coverage. And
it's not that Rachel.
I actually shut her down, had
good.
A pick on her, and it kind of set the tone for the rest of the day.
The fuck? Was it a cute blonde that doesn't like to talk?
Brunette.
Okay,
very muscular. Very good shape.
Rachel's in good shape, too, but she's got issues.
Rachel's so nice.
No, she's not. She doesn't want to talk to us.
I think the one he's
talking about. Hold on, record, man.
No,
let me think about
it. Well,
you got
to
get her on here.
I think Mark's talking about Parker because Dave needed us to loan a girl that day. Remember?
Oh, yeah, Parker's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, Rachel Parker. That's who we're talking about.
No,
right?
I thought he was talking about the other Rachel. That,
oh.
Yeah, she had about three or four sacks.
Yeah, no, I was talking about Rachel, blonde Rachel, not Parker.
I don't know who
I like
that
Parker.
Is.
Oh, yeah. She was the Baccio's friend back in the day.
People can't see you do air quotes.
Yeah, well, people, I'm doing air quotes. She likes to be a burglar for Halloween. Baccio likes to be a burglar for Halloween.
Stealing hearts.
So the sauce wins. We talked to Nick, the most beloved player in McKenzie Agency. And he basically told us, no, we are not in fighting. No, there is no arguments. He says, we're just not playing very well right now. And we can get Ferger back on here because I don't know what's going on. Because I bet you if we talked to Ferger, he'd say something totally different.
And he would bring us moonshine, so he should extra come
so
back
would.
On.
Now, I got
to
tell you something.
We have to make sure Ferger doesn't die at Drunk Bowl.
Yeah, really.
I like that.
Real talk.
I met him for the first time last week, had some of his moonshine.
Ferger's good people.
Oh, Ferger's one of my favorite people in the TSM.
I'm standing by to see his Blood Rain moonshine for this next Drunk Bowl.
Is that what
he's
going to
do?
He's
going to be amazing.
You know
who's
just as good as Ferger, if not better? You ever meet Brent?
Brent is the best.
Brent is magical.
He's really nice, too.
We get have Ferger and Brent at the same time because Brent wants to buy airtime.
No offense to the current guests.
No.
By any means.
Brent is so awesome. He's got one of those smiles that lights up a room kind of people. Like, Brent starts talking and everybody just be quiet. Let's hear Brent talk kind of people.
That team is just, they're super fun. Like, I like all of them.
You want to hear him and Daryl together. Just let them talk for a little
bit. Daryl's more legend where Brent's just, like, super nice.
But the hair, the smile, you know.
People can't see the smile and the hair through a podcast.
If they were to smile off, I wonder who would win.
627 top. Where your opinion
who would win
matters.
The smile off.
Give us a call. Let us know who you think would win that smile off or anything about these past games. 627-8677.
So there was a situation at 1 o'clock. It was on field one. Our good friends at XTC played our good friends the Purge. Well, it was funny because they tell us usually when you sign up for this league, Mark, you know this, and Garrett, I'm sure you know this too. You have to tell us the color you're going to wear. Because what happens is we don't want you showing up in red and you showing up in red, and then everybody's playing in red. Well, XTC and the Purge both show up in black. The problem is XTC have mishmash black, and Sherry and company have these new gorgeous jerseys that I guess Russ did all this stuff to get jerseys, even though I guess Sherry did all the work, but Russ got all mad. And then they looked at us and they said, hey, we're not taking our jerseys off. And then XTC said, hey, we're not taking our jerseys off. So what do you think would be the alternative?
What XTC? Happened to shirts and skins?
Whoever has the longer...
That question was asked.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Whoever has the longer...
Can you high-five Emily for saying that's what she was thinking as well?
Whoever has more time in the league should get the say.
Well, it's funny that you said that. I disagreed. I said that we have to settle this like gentlemen, rock, scissors, paper.
Coin flip.
I said rock, scissors, paper.
That's
fun.
That's even better.
But whoever wins, winner takes all. So they all looked at me like I was nuts. And then we found out that one of the captains on one of the teams that doesn't have initials had an illegal sub. So then award-winning Tommy Hughes, ever the gentleman, said, listen, ever F the them, gentleman. They're a-holes. F them, I hate them. You tell them effing that they can play with their effing sub, but we're keeping our effing jerseys on. And then I looked at Tommy Hughes and gave him the thumbs up, and that was it.
What'd it be?
So what happened?
So they kept their sub, and who was illegal, and XTC kept on the black jerseys.
Did the sub begin with a C?
Well, she left. They had two subs that were illegal.
Okay.
Yes, one did, and I actually have to talk to her because it's nothing personal. I like her a lot. She's an awesome person, but the captain did not do
You've
right.
You've definitely been hammering home this sub list.
Yeah,
thing,
this
so.
Is kind of bullshit because if I subbed, I would have been suspended for three
Well,
weeks.
I told them flat out, I'm going to suspend. What would you like to do? And at that point, nobody was taking their jerseys off, so we had a decision to make.
So I do have a question. Like, this is something I thought about before, is that I think on the website we should have what color teams wear so that this doesn't happen.
That is, I got to be honest with you, I think we run a very good league, and I think we do a very good job, but we make mistakes with colors.
Right.
That's our Achilles heel, because Top and I every week go, this is on us.
I look,
but every week, if my team is blue, I always have a white shirt in my bag.
Sure, but that's you, and that's not everybody. Everybody's not as smart as
Emily,
you.
Emily, I'm starting to realize what Nicole and Katie Keller were talking about.
Right? So... Here's the thing. Like, I know that for my One Hockey website, like, they put in the standings, like, next to the team name, they go, like, so-and-so, they wear green. This team wears red.
No.
We should just do a little thing like that.
You really
I mean,
should.
For Tommy Hughes' experience, we definitely, like, everybody asked me, so what color are we going to wear? I say, bring a black, because we're going to try and wear that, but if the other team's dark colors, just bring a white, too. Like, that everybody should sense. Always just bring a white jersey. And
everyone bring the white
make
for
it
the alternate.
Make it a league rule that everybody needs to have a white on hand so this doesn't happen, and it's not a problem.
Rock, paper, scissors?
We're going to work on that. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say this. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in history, we have never had somebody attempt to get the D2, the D3, and the overall TSL MVP. Ladies and gentlemen, right now, Joey Batts has both of those in his sights. On the last series, he threw a magical spiral to his brother, Anthony. Gryffindor beat one topper too many, 46-44. It was about four and a half yards.
Oh, okay.
But it was magical. Shockingly, everybody but Topper's team knew that they were going to throw to Anthony, and they did. Joey made it rain out there. Topper's team was really good on offense. Topper's team was not very good on defense. And I'd be remiss if I did not say, most underrated player in football right now is Kelly Lytle, who plays on Topper's team.
Oh, my girl God. Is she
wicked
been
fast.
Balling
yeah,
out
that
lately.
Girl is crazy sick right now. She has kicked her game up like a buck 50.
Kelly's also on my volleyball team.
Nice. What's the name there?
Frisky Whiskey.
I knew I was going to say it. Son of a. 2 o'clock.
But no, Kelly's been playing real
good. Awesome.
With your 2 o'clock games, NWO 52, DMX with 40, One Todd Too Many 44, A&A 34 on the board, 3rd Inch Long wins 32, Home Tech 8, The Tommy Hughes Experience 46, UFO with 26, and back that pass up wins with 23, while Passless Chaps puts up 14. Those are your 1,400 games.
Well, Mark, we're going to start with you. It's time. I want to know a little bit about UFO. I want to know a little bit about your players and what happened in this game from your side of the field.
Sure. So we've been trying to go into more of a man defense. We've been doing what my dad calls two platooning it and having more people and bodies on the sidelines to try to go in on offense and defense. This year we've probably had more interest than we have in past years, so it's almost kind of an issue trying to juggle people in and out to make sure they're getting, you know, proper playing time. But credit to Tommy Hughes' experience. You know, Tommy's, you know, obviously a very well-seasoned quarterback. I will say this. He did have a little bit of a scouting report the week before reffing our game against, I think we had played, was it Santa's Secret Sauce the week before? So I think he had, you know, had a chance to kind of evaluate us and definitely took his bunch formation and was able to exploit us in some spots. But
oh, I hate when he does that.
I know.
I heard my BFF Sarah got clotheslined in that game.
She did.
She did?
She did.
Uh-oh. Really?
I didn't hear anything.
That's what
about
I heard.
That. Did somebody help her up when she got clotheslined?
I don't know.
Mark, you know anything about this?
I can't remember. Are we talking week one or week two?
Week two.
On
week
Saturday.
Two.
Okay, all
right. I don't remember hearing anything about a Sarah clothesline.
Well, I heard the human highlight reel, Jimmy Hearn, actually had a really good
that's
game.
That's
like,
I heard it.
What happened?
Day. James Hearn.
James Hearn.
Hearn is a baller.
Yeah, but did nobody cover him, Mark? Yes. What happened with Hearn? Hearn was the really big guy with the goatee.
Yeah, well,
and the ninja bandana.
I will say this. One guy that we did have covering him on a couple of plays was wide open in the end zone. He forgot his spikes. Now, what would you do if somebody on your team came to the game and ended up forgetting their spikes? I mean, that's like a surgeon forgetting his scalpel.
Yeah, you can't
in
do
surgery.
That.
I mean, right. So, you know, he had slipped and slid on a couple of plays. And
on the grass, not the dirt, because we have grass now.
Wide open.
Was it cut, by the way?
Yes.
I would give him the extra cleats I have in my car.
You bring an extra jersey and extra cleats every week?
I used to do that, too, until I ruined one of the cleats, but nobody's wearing size 15.
But you guys
cleats
got 26
anyway.
In, so that's actually not bad. You played against a very vet-savvy crew.
Yep.
But tell us a little about your team, like, because really, I don't get to see you guys a lot.
This is Lenny's way
team?
Of saying, like, where did you come
yeah,
from?
Yeah, I really want to know a little bit about UFO. We know your father. What is your father's name?
Joe.
Okay, Joe. He's awesome. I love that story. He's still at his age. He is making it rain out there. He's cranking it. He's still having fun. I see him after the
How
games.
Is
he's
he?
Still having fun.
He's 62. He had two bombs that he converted on that were
awesome.
Almost
it's
the full
a great
length
story.
Of the field. He's somebody that actually played ice hockey at Canisius College, was a pretty good athlete, played a lot of amateur golf at the state level, and just continued on with football through a lot of the Nike Air and Out tournaments that came through here back in the day out at ECC near the Ralph, which was at the time. So he's won a number of division titles in some of the higher-up divisions and just, you know, knows the game very well inside and out. And has been able to bring a wealth of experience to our group.
That's
got to
be cool.
Plays.
Like, I always had Paul Lovello, he plays for Come From Behind. He owns Lovello. And he is in that, he had two of his younger sons actually play on Come From Behind from time to time. That's got to be cool during the game. But let's be honest, like, around 4 o'clock, if you had a couple and you're talking to a nice young lady, all of a sudden you got to look over and go, oh, shit. Is he still there?
Yeah. I mean, he's a great guy. I mean, it's been interesting just, you know, being able to play with him even at this age. I mean, he's getting pretty close to probably hanging it up soon here. So we're hoping we can make a push and a run here in this division, you know, this session. So
yeah, 1-1. I mean, you're right there.
Yeah, we're definitely. I think we have the guys. There's no question to make a run. We're probably as strong as we've ever been. It's just the looking for that golden goose of a girl. And when we lost Sherry, that was a really tough loss. Going
Sherry,
back to
what
that,
were you thinking?
Come on back, Sherry.
Maybe I'll go down to D5 so I can sub.
You're already in D5. Over, Emily.
Yes, Emily. Let's see how that works out for you.
It will go poorly.
Is UFO basically Iron Butterflies?
Yeah, why'd you guys change your name?
We are. That was my dad's name. Somebody mentioned it to him. He thought it would be a cool name, not only under, like, flying under the radar, which we feel like we've been doing for a number of sessions, or at least trying to get to that point where we, you know, can compete. We've had a lot of close games that we've lost. So, I mean, we're definitely a team that can hang. We started in D4. We got to the playoffs the first session, lost some players, dropped down to D5, and, you know, I've had a couple of, you know, tough sessions there, so we're, like I said, hoping that this D6 will be the session we make a move.
Well, I remember you guys when I was on Seneca Greenhouse, right?
Yep.
That's who we would play against.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I'd be remiss if I did not get to the game of the day. It was such a big game, it got moved to field number one. Yeah, there are those that are going to tell you A&A and one time too many. No. I'm going to talk about Home Tech and Third and Schlong. I'm going to tell you the backstory. Home Tech had this team. It was basically the Keller clan, and it was a bunch of other guys. Well, the Keller clan left. They went to D5. They were hoping that they were going to play Home Tech. They never did. They had an ass season, and they decided, F this, we're playing Home Tech. So they said, screw it, we're moving up. So we've been saying for some time now, there's no way that a team that was in D5 that really wasn't too good is going to go up to D4 and beat a team that was, I think, was in the semis, if memory serves me right. Well, Home Tech calls their shot and says, we're going to crush them. We're going to beat them by 40. They show up and literally just dismantled Home Tech. Ass. They crush them.
Do you remember what the Godfather had the spread on this game at?
I think it was plus 7 for... he had Home Tech winning by 7, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't... I got to retract something and I got to apologize. I guess it was my voice that I said something about Kevin Keller was an awful safety. Well...
I thought his own team said that when they were here.
I need a chance. I'm going to apologize. I watched him play on Saturday. And honestly, I saw him play defense. I'm wrong. Kevin Keller is not an awful safety. He is a very bad safety. So I would like to apologize for saying he was awful. But Kevin, you are really bad. But hey, you are not awful.
Oh, that was nice of you.
Thank you.
You're a big man to admit
when
you're
wrong. Well, I saw the other Kellers kicking butt out there. So.
Closed the freaking bar. Katie Keller was going rock star. Garrett, comment?
She's awesome. I need to booze with her.
Little more
They're
comment?
They're my favorite people.
Yeah, I can tell. I haven't talked to the Kellers too much, but they seem like my type of people.
Garrett, I'm going to ask you a question.
Would you be down to mutually masturbate?
Let's just say at some point Katie Keller's going to be listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
If you could tell her something, what would you tell her?
How you doing, girl?
That's it.
That's it.
That's all he needs to do.
Thank you. So, Topper got smoked by Joey Batts on the last freaking play or last series. Goes into Matty Iceville, and A&A comes to town. There is a humongous bet on this game, basically between Drew and... And one Topper too many, 44, A&A 34. I think Drew had 2 touchdowns, so Matty Ice lost. Mm-hmm. Matty Ice did what Matty Ice did. He said, we lost. He owned it, and he took care of the bet.
Did Matty have more losses on this one day than he did all last season?
Pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
I saw it. A&A had a hard time on offense. Defense, they didn't do so bad, but Topper's team looked pretty sharp on offense.
They look phenomenal
on offense. Is Matty throwing okay? Because I know he's still kind of broken, but not.
I saw him in week one. I didn't see him a lot in week two, but week one he looked way off.
Maybe that's what the problem
is. And you know, he's wearing a cast. I mean, I know it sounds silly. You throw with your right hand, but that still doesn't mean timing.
It's like you're
and
off balance and exactly. stuff. You know, actually, that's got to be hard.
He played really well against Cobblestone, but they kind of suck. So
yeah, then everybody plays good against Cobblestone.
I like you to say they and not we.
I know.
I meant
team
us.
Unity, Garrett.
That's not what you said, though.
That was like a Freudian self-deprecating slip. Joke. I do not call out my teammates.
But congratulations to Topper.
I played the worst out of my team. So.
Topper actually did a trick play. I don't know what this guy's name is on his team. Is there like a Todd on his team?
Yes, Todd Jeffrey Nixon.
Okay.
Looks like Doogie Howser.
I don't know who that is.
Almost died.
Of course you don't.
But anyway, so they did like a trick play where Topper like... You know, passed it back to Todd, and then Todd was quarterback, and then Topper was in the end zone and caught it and was out of bounds.
Oh.
Because of course he was.
But it was still a really cool play.
How do you not know who Doogie Howser was?
And the girl on A&A didn't know that you could start rushing once they hike it back to somebody else. So
always good.
It was like a whole thing.
Topper got revenge on, that mean old Casey.
Yeah, that's who was
Took
rushing.
Topper's pride in my hundo. Well, yay, Casey, if you're listening to this podcast, we won week two.
I watched both the one tie too many games, and Topper looked sharp.
Yeah.
Because he has to. Everybody's going to leave.
It's like he's gotten his second wind in life.
They struggled. Their girls were always okay, but not spectacular. They have Kimmy now, who played on varsity, and Kelly is just in a different stratosphere. And props out to our good friend Kristen Daniels, who actually played really solid. She is now the three. She's been playing on Topper's team, and she's a very solid three.
She is?
Yeah.
Good. Kristen's a good player.
Yep, she makes solid plays. She's not super high, not super low. She just goes out there, and you get good production from her. But Kelly's just ripping shit up. Mm-hmm. And Kelly, Kimmy had like an 8-yard touchdown. I think Kelly had one, and like, you know, you're getting eights instead of sixes. It helps.
Kimmy had a really cool touchdown. She like,
yep. So he might see Joey Bats again.
The end zone.
Let's try those 3 o'clock games.
Top, where your opinion matters.
627-867-7. Top.
Your 3 o'clock games right here. Angry Buffalo with 26, Tight Ends in Motion 21, Collegiate Solar 25, The Practice Squad 21.
How did Collegiate Solar win a football game?
They played The Practice Squad.
Yeah, but...
The Practice Squad's really bad.
You know
what
I miss?
Bad for them.
Did you remember the girl who was on crack last year? At least we think.
Do I?
She was at the field.
Was she?
Yeah, someone goes, that's the girl that was on crack.
Why didn't somebody come get me?
Why couldn't it be meth crack?
You were in your corner in the bar, really far away from where this was
happening. Couldn't you just call me?
Her team was practicing near the woods for like an hour. They were like running plays.
In the woods.
Did they go play Capture the Flag?
No, they were like right next to the woods.
I want to talk to her. She's on my list.
Oh, boy.
You know, my God.
I don't even know who she is. Someone just said that's the girl on crack.
Probably.
Garrett, if girl on crack was listening right now.
You make one.
And you could talk to her and tell her something. What would it be?
Whatever you want, girl. I got it. That'd be what I said.
Well,
do you mean that literally or figuratively?
Whatever you want it to be.
No, next, okay, memo to everybody in the TSL.
Don't do drugs.
To the 8 or 9 people that are listening, if you ever see the crack girl that plays on Collegiate Solar, please call me immediately.
Crack girl.
Stop what you're doing. I don't care what I'm doing. Get me.
Lenny will be there.
I will be there. I want to talk to this girl. A good friend, Nick Such, is 2-0 now. Angry Buffalo beat Tight Ends in Motion.
I watched.
Okay, so that game was a lot closer than I thought it was going to be.
That game was all defense.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was a very defensive game. It was like dead even the whole game.
Was Angry Buffalo full?
They had their whole roster.
What, Jay was back?
Yeah. They had
I saw him.
They had their whole team. They won on the last play of the game. The guy who looks like Rob Gronkowski scored the touchdown.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I don't know his name.
Good work, that guy.
Yeah. But it was a good game, like, even on both sides. Tight Ends in Motion was short.
Yeah, I heard that.
And then Angry Buffalo told them that they could use a sub. But so, that was a hot fucking day to like not have subs.
Why'd you guys not play Madison Lees?
Because we had three people.
So is this gonna be a thing like where you guys are both gonna win all your games now and you guys are never gonna make up the game? So
no,
we'll never
make
actually
up the
see
game.
It played. When?
But
is
it's gonna be
down?
A week when I'm gonna be there.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure, go for it, man.
That question you just asked.
Yeah.
Obviously, earlier in the podcast, we said how the Kellers said that Emily's better than you on the podcast.
Oh.
Did you ask that question in rebuttal to like hearing that?
No, I just answered that question because like, I remember last season we had the whole Ace and Maddie's Angels never played because their game, they
never
made it up.
And now we're in the same division and we're not scheduled against
each
other.
So I don't want that to happen again, like have a whole season of wanting that matchup and then it's just, oh, we can never find the time.
No, someone said that it was going to be like one of the last weeks in like a 3 o'clock slot or whatever.
All right.
I would like to play it when the weather's warmer, but can't always get what you want.
Sometimes you can't always get what you want,
that's
but you
what
get
I just
what you need.
Said.
Well, that was a band called the Rolling Stones, so like Doogie Howser, if you don't know who those are.
I know who you're talking about.
You don't know Doogie Howser, but you know the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense.
Freaking I give up. You know what's something I want to talk about, too?
What's that, Len?
A lot of times we take the officials in this league to task, and they don't know the rules, or they don't know. I need to take this time right now, and we can all talk about it, but I think our refs came to play on Saturday. I think our refs are ever improving. I do not think referees are perfect. I don't think that... it's a thankless job, and a lot of times I would like to take this time to say thank you to the men and women and apprentice refs who are going to be on field soon before we know it. Garrett, you started reffing too as well.
I put my name in.
You're going to be in there. But I'd like to say thank you. I think guys were doing a great job. I was impressed with guys knowing the rules. They were doing a great job with the clocks. I don't think everybody kind of played in different fields. Do you echo the sentiment? How'd they do Saturday?
Yeah, the refs are always good. People, it's just about putting anyone who bitches, and once in a while I'll be like, oh, come on, bad call, and I'll whine for a minute, but
if you're truly, like you said, taking a ref to task, you're just a complete douche.
Yeah, you're just mad that you...
I've whined before a little bit myself, but...
I think we have good refs. I think that, you know, they make good calls. Only time I ever have complained is, like, if I got knocked out.
That makes sense. Mark, what do you think?
I think the consistency has definitely improved over the last few sessions, so you can tell that they're really focusing in on making sure that the game is called, you know, in a fairly good manner. I can't say enough that, like I said, it has improved tremendously.
It's almost like somebody had the foresight to come in and get rid of all the bad refs. I don't know who that was, though.
No.
It just happened that way.
No, but we're getting more people magically that keep showing up, and they keep wanting to ref and help.
There were refs that were showing up, like, high off their asses.
Wait, they were? I never knew that.
Oh my, did you look at the guy?
Yeah, but no, do you know something we don't?
You going to call somebody out?
No.
No.
Just stop.
That's why I dismounted. Ignore me.
Wow, I didn't know.
Done that. And done.
I think we're learning things today, but I would like to take this chance, or this time rather, just to say, you know, great work, refs. You know, it's really, really easy to tell somebody when they do something wrong, but it's just as easy to tell somebody when they do something right.
We appreciate you all.
We do.
Amen.
Except Garbaz when he's working a clock, but everybody else.
I thought he reffed our games.
Yeah, but he didn't do the clock. No, Zabron is money. Like, we're going to give out a ref award. I was talking to Ramirez actually last night for a little while, and we had a nice conversation, and we're actually going to have a best ref award, where it's going to be, I don't know if we're going to get, like, some kind of plaque and put names on it, or if we're just going to give them a trophy and something, but we're going to do something at this year's banquet to recognize our refs.
A free spot into the Bachelorette?
Are you still shadowing? Are you still an apprentice ref, Em?
Yes, I am.
I had a dream of Emily and Sherry reffing a game together. It was actually going to be Home Tech and 3rd and Schlong.
That'd be amazing.
And my hope was that they were going to fight at halftime, but...
I had a dream of Emily and Sherry as well.
They're going to fight. Nobody can stop that now. I'm the only one that believes this, but
we're
it's going to happen.
Fighting.
We're going to fight.
Oh, I don't think that was the same dream.
You know, Sherry, you know when alpha blonde meets alpha female, fight ensues.
Should be, but she won't like...
It's the way the world works.
Emily's there, a permanent fixture on the podcast. Sherry never comes back to the podcast again.
I miss Sherry. We should have her on the podcast one time.
Emily won't be here when she comes
back. No, she will.
I'll be here.
Yeah. It'd be awesome.
7:10 Monday, bitch. Be here.
Oh, snap. So it was a good week Saturday. You know, Garrett, it was a long week for you too. If you had to remember anything by Saturday, like, what was the thing you remember most this week?
Being compared to Jim Brewer.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Katie Keller got literally freaking shit faced and thought he looked like Jim Brewer.
I mean, I could see it.
Matter of fact, I called him from outside on his phone and said, hey, Garrett, you've got to come in here because you're going to laugh when you hear this.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
It was awesome.
I will say, Topper. Like I said earlier, impressed me a lot. I watched both their games. He was slinging. So I was out on the field watching a lot of games this week.
Should we start testing for performance-enhancing drugs on Topper?
We really should.
I mean, it might be a thing.
I mean, really, at his age, he's still making it fly.
Yeah, he might be cheating.
Emily, what would you remember most for Saturday?
I would remember that it's my BFFs, the Clarks, B-Day on Saturday. And I would also remember that we had a really fun volleyball game at football.
That was fun.
And that I gave out stickers.
Stickers were awesome, but you didn't take them home with you. What are we going to do about next week?
I'll get new ones.
Okay, good. Mark, how about you?
That we remember to bring our spikes when we leave the house.
Yeah, really? Who is that guy?
White,
let's call him out right
shirt.
Now. What's his name?
Jeremy.
Jeremy, if you're listening to us, bring your spikes,
way
dude.
To go, Jeremy.
Triple Seriously. Check your bag, Jeremy.
Almost cost us an entire game.
That's freaking legal.
Two plays, two
Fucking
touchdowns.
Jeremy.
Come on, Jeremy.
Step the game up.
Get it together.
You know what I'm going to remember Saturday most for? I don't know. I guess I'll announce this now. I don't know if this is going to happen yet. This is right now a rumor, but it's not confirmed. But after Home Tech lost, basically Third and Schlong took their will to live, and they knew their season was over. And I think the quarterback Austin can't make it this week. And I think I told you this, okay? Apparently there's a rumor swirling that Beast Brother will be under center next week for Home Tech.
Yes.
Oh my God.
If that happens, I think we almost have to get the video camera and videotape.
I think we almost have
drone.
To fold the league.
Could we get a drone? Not fold the league.
There's nothing. Nothing left for us.
We expand.
If that happens, there's nothing left for us except for that one secret thing you want to do before you leave.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of awesome. It was funny. I was talking to Topper a week ago, and I started slowly implementing the plan, and he kind of looked at me. We were talking about either doing that or getting a golf cart, and I think he's going to cave, and we're going to do what I want to do. And you know, if we do it,
can my mom ride on the golf cart?
Yes.
She really wants
Done.
One.
I guess.
And she's at football every week watching
Top
me.
And I are always fighting because we want to get an A-team van and turn it into a golf cart and then just drive around the fields on it. That would be kind of cool.
You know what I'll remember most from Saturday? Is sitting there wondering what's going on at the league during the whole time I'm in Cleveland. As I'm walking out of the state, I'm like, man, I hope something cool didn't happen. And within about 4 seconds is when you messaged me and said, oh, long day. And I said, long bad or long good? He goes, long awesome. He's like, I got so much stuff to tell you. So many things happened. This is like 7:30. And then I started getting messages from everybody saying like how they missed me and stuff. And it made me feel good. Also sad at the same time that I wasn't there.
We had a good day of football. We had good weather. We had good officials.
Side note. It's going to be just as hot on Saturday as it was last week. So bring 15 water bottles.
And sunscreen.
Because I feel like people were dying out there. The whole day, the bartenders were just filling up that water thing at the end of the bar. So stay hydrated.
Would there be a way that we could bring coolers full of water and put them at each field?
Probably.
That'd be an idea.
We probably could do anything we try.
That would be nice.
What about super soakers? A buddy of mine used to fill his super soaker with beer.
Oh, that's a
we
great
played
idea.
Softball, and before the games, he'd line everybody up, soak them right in the mouth, and we'd get sprayed in the face and just kind of get us going.
This is a great idea. I like it.
Hey, Jim, remember that for a drop later?
I am bringing my slip and slide.
Well, yeah, I was about to say, somebody said something about slip and slide.
Tommy Hughes asked me to bring it. I said I would.
Okay.
So it's going down.
Emily, for the people.
Yep. I play at one, and then I'm done. So slip and slide at two.
Only one game?
Yeah, this fucking one game shit is bullshit.
Does her public Emily contract let her do slip and slides during the season? Because if she tears an ACL doing a slip and slide.
I'm not going to lie. The only person that's not allowed to do any stuff like that is Cole. Like, Cole was playing wide receiver in the Tommy Hughes game, and I literally was screaming from the bar at somebody going, why are you letting him play right now? And I guess he hurt something, like, during the game.
Yeah, he sprained his old.
Yeah, I'm like, what is he doing?
Cole and Maddie were wearing their, like, compression shorts while we were playing volleyball. Oh,
of course.
And then Cole had his, like, skin-tight Under Armour, yep. like, tank top thing on.
You can see his tiny green bean penis. What? He's the first one to tell you that. I don't really feel bad about it.
Well, we've laughed and we've cried. I think it's time to go to final thoughts. Garrett, we're going to start with you. Final thoughts. What'd you think?
Last week was one of the most fun I've ever had. I watched more games than I ever have. I enjoyed that. I wasn't just at the bar. Also had a great time. I'm not going to go there. But yeah, it was an overall good week. Daryl, I think, owes everyone an apology.
True.
Other than that. And also, I got a text about an hour before I came here that he is bringing two new girls next week.
Mm-hmm.
So the Cobblestone Too Many Girls drama is right around the corner.
Oh, you know who should talk to Daryl? At the end of football next Saturday is Joe K.
No.
They can talk all about it.
Nope. I don't need to do it.
Can I play on Cobblestone?
No.
Any day.
It's kind of funny that came up. I mean, The Godfather, she wrote this last week here. How long will... I'm sorry about that.
They.
I didn't mean to slip.
Ramir.
How long will it take before we have an all-out catfight on Bullet Club? No one has tried to run a five-girl team since Daryl quote-unquote tried it many moons ago. To those of you that forgot, that too was a train wreck. The over-under in our first Bullet Club female fight over playing time is October 14th.
Why is there going to be a catfight on Bullet Club? Do they not like each other?
Probably
no,
isn't.
They're best friends. There's five of them, though, because one came back from a shattered ankle, and I didn't want to kick anybody off the team because it's not like
play with more girls on the field.
Well, that's part of one of the things we can do, too, since, you know, usually we have trouble with guys showing up anyway, but...
Your girls are good.
They are good. That's why I don't have a problem with it. I don't know what Daryl did, but he probably screwed it up. But if we use the Joe K method that I have planned out, I think we'll be okay. I'm not worried about it. Although I will say something about an hour and a half after The Godfather released his article, I got a text message. What does The Godfather mean by this? I'm like, well, they think that you guys are going to blow up at each other. So I think it actually turned out to be a good thing. Like, now they're just going to show him or her, whoever
Unity.
The Godfather may be.
Who would have thought a guy from Des Moines, Iowa, who doesn't even basically see the leak?
He has a log cabin, right?
Like this. Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
I believe in only two things completely, the First Amendment and boobs.
Okay.
Interesting. Final thoughts, Emily?
At the end of the day.
Be a good person. You'll get a sticker this weekend from the Sunshine Committee.
Maybe two.
Maybe two.
Is it a full committee or is it just you?
Me.
Are you and Dave to hire? Baker.
And Dave Baker.
Oh, no, we already voted, didn't we?
No, Dave Baker's on the Neighborhood Watch Committee.
Oh, okay. I forgot. There were so many committees.
Yeah, I have quite a few people on the Neighborhood Watch Committee, actually.
That's probably the
good, because you know what? We need to talk, because there's a couple people that need a Neighborhood Watch Committee. There's somebody who should be followed around football right now. Because if he doesn't stop drinking and egg cool his shit off, he's going to be asked to leave. Sorry.
And also, slip and slide at 2 p.m., folks.
Nice.
At the end of the day.
That's Mark.
What?
Assuming B's brother's not playing quarterback at 1 o'clock, I wonder if he's going to be within 4 feet of Emily when that slip and slide goes down at 2 o'clock.
He'll be holding the...
He'll be holding the hose.
I'll be holding the super soaker, ready to go with the sunscreen in one hand and the super soaker.
I'll be holding something.
Emily, can I take 19 pictures of you on the slip and slide and put it on the Bills Mafia page?
What about a wet t-shirt contest?
I'm
going to
slip and slide.
We used to have the Wally Mack. We had. It was called the Wally Mack Invitational.
Let's do it again.
Years ago, we had a $1,000 wet t-shirt contest, and it was the Wally Mack Invitational, and we had about 10, 12 girls that
would
participate.
You put $1,000?
I'm going to slip and slide in a garbage bag. I'm not trying to get on any Instagram account.
I think that'll make it happen more, honestly.
Back in the old days, we actually used to do something called the tailgate party. What we would do is we did this a couple times. We'd rent like a 20-person hot tub. We'd cook out. It was at the fire hall. We'd have a wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like something we should still do.
What?
Yeah.
The one year Walter brought Lay's in from Vegas, that was really funny. Everybody was wearing Lay's. They came in from Hawaii. I'll never forget it. The boxes literally were from Hawaii.
Walter sounds
really
awesome. Nice.
Walter is awesome.
Walter's I wish I could meet
so
him.
Cool.
You will meet him
someday. Maybe one day, Joe.
Blame Lenny. Whatever. Best friend.
Mark, final thoughts.
We got a few things to clean up, hopefully, in practice this week. And
you guys practice?
Go on.
Wednesdays, yeah. The old man's got to keep his arm loose at 62.
That's awesome. I love that.
So, yeah, his thing is he wants to throw a few in the middle of the week to keep it loose. And we got a tough uphill battle. We got two teams on Saturday.
Who do you got?
Doubleheader. We got the Tammies and the McKenzie Agency.
Okay, so that you guys could actually be 3-1 by the end of the day.
We're hoping.
Those
are
two teams struggling.
At the end of the day.
We're optimistic that could be the case. So, yes, hopefully 3-1 by the end of Saturday.
How cool would that be if you guys were 3-1 by the end of the day?
A winning record, Lenny? I mean, come on now.
Oh, my God. That would be awesome.
Probably
could be
called
the season. We're out. 3-1 mic drop. We're out of here.
At the end of the day.
Oh, my God. That would be awesome. Well, best of luck to you. If you do have a practice at some point and everybody's there and it's a weekly thing, let us know. We'll bring up a film crew. Maybe Beast Brother. We'll talk
we
to everybody.
Film a practice.
Would it be?
It would be awesome. Yeah, well, I don't know if I ever told you guys this. No, I've been around this thing forever. Years ago, there was a team. My ex-wife used to play for them. They're called Green Machine. You know, they used to actually have tryouts.
I love that.
This is back in the serious competitive days. And this team would have 15, 20 people that would
show
up.
Green and Associates?
No, they're called Green Machine.
But is that Gray and Associates now?
No, totally different team.
Oh.
They don't play anymore. Matter of fact, Kelly Lytle was one of the last, is the last remaining Green Machine player that's still in our league today.
Wow.
That's when she first came into the league. She was a noob, and she played for this Green Machine team. But they used to have, probably before Kelly, because this is back in the old days when I used to play, but they would have tryouts. I mean, how funny is that?
Dang.
When the whole CJ Jason Sanchez thing happened, we actually kind of wanted to screw with him a little bit, and we wanted to have a tryout at ECC, and we wanted to bring like Cole with like Chadwick, Dalecki, Baccio, like every best player in the league, and then Bloomfield, Montesani, and then have CJ Jason Sanchez. So it's like 10 guys, and all 9 of them are superstars, and then CJ Sanchez would be like, okay, 9 spots are in, but one isn't. See what how we'd react to it.
It'd be great if he just killed it then, too.
That would have been funny, too, because you know, he used to send those Facebook posts, I'm going to give 120%. You know, he was into it before he
wasn't into it.
Joe K., final thoughts?
Well, I mean, I was actually looking at Jim. Are you going to do that part? All right, never mind. No, I'm not. No, you do your gym thing of the week in a minute. But my final thought is just that football seems to be really, really fun this season. I've only been there for about 3 hours of it, so I'm definitely a little bit bitter. Now I know how Jim feels not being there nearly enough. I'm looking forward to being there for most of the day. I'll probably be there at 9:30.
Are you there all day?
Yeah, I'm going to
be there.
Okay,
so I'm going to get the microphone. We're going to interview beside
my report. So that's what I was going to say. We're going to have to kick things up and start getting this going a little bit more. It's completely my fault, but I think it'll be fun. I miss everybody. I can't wait to just give hugs and
I hope Crack Girl from freaking Solar. Let's interview
her. That'll be like our number one priority, quite frankly.
We can ask people like what they think about B's brother playing quarterback leading up to it.
Oh, cool. They played Dave at 14 o'clock, so we can go find them.
Good. This is good. DJ Jimmy, final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Huge thank you going out to DJ Tommy for pulling through and showing up at the fields this pet. Oh, shit. You said you'd go and you didn't.
Oh, that's real sad.
Oh, do we have the Kristen Daniels? Oh, no, you didn't drop?
Mm.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I like when Lenny does it better, though.
It's much better when you do it.
So he just bailed?
Much better.
Why did he bail?
No idea. But I heard from a trusted source, and she said that he did not show. So that's fine. Things happen. I'm looking forward to being out there, though, on Saturday, September 30th, and working with you guys. All through the month of October, have a few clearings in the schedule. Let's see here. October, I will be there October 7th. I will be there October 14th. I will be there October 21st.
And I will not be there October 28th. So you've got a, we've got a good run together.
You're gonna miss.
I'll be back November 4th, and then moving into November.
The 4 o'clock game, by the way.
I won't be there the 11th. So there's a few things going on, but I do have some dates. I'll be there coming up, and I am looking forward to it. But in regards to things I'm looking forward to, though, looking forward to that Cobblestone and One Todd Too Many game at 10 o'clock. Let's see here. 11 o'clock primetime players. Bullet Club is definitely on my list on the 11 o'clock slot. 12 o'clock, if anyone's around, please give me an update on HK4 and the BAMs. 1300 o'clock, I really want to know the outcome of McKenzie and UFO. 14, looking at Collegiate Solar Santa's Secret Sauce, one of the picks here. And at 15, Gryffindor's Sticky Bandits is definitely going to be one to write home about. I'd like to take up the remainder of my time with a special message for all of you.
Would it be TSO Universe? This your good friend, B's brother. Welcome to Extremely Deep Thoughts with B's Brother.
We used to laugh at Grandpa when he head off and go fishing, but when we wouldn't be laughing that evening when he come back with some whore he picked up in town. So at the end of the day.
So, Lenny, real quick before you get into your end of the day, do you remember the last time our team played primetime players? Do you remember the bet you made with them?
Oh, yeah, when it was Sweet and Sour.
Was it Sweet and Sour?
Yeah.
Where they said they'd guarantee to beat us. They gave us 14 points, and yep. I don't know what you guys bet on it, and we ended up shutting them out like 26-0.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So I was telling Gordon.
So what's on the table this week, then?
I don't know. I haven't talked to them
totally
since
Totally different
then.
Team, no.
Yeah, it's two different things. But
still got to be a
side. But that's the only way I could remind Gordon who they were. He's like, I heard of them before. I remember the team that talked a lot of shit to Lenny and said they could beat us by 2 touchdowns easy, and then we shut them out. He goes, I hate those guys. So this could be another fun one for everybody.
Oh, but, and they're crushing a pizza.
So here we are at the end of the day. Leonard, what do you have for us?
At the end of the day.
Week two is coming on. Congratulations once again to all the teams that won. I would like to one more time say congratulations to our refs. You guys are all doing a great job and keep up the good work. Week two was a lot of fun. We were still missing a couple teams. We had this team cancel, this team cancel, so be it. You guys came up large. We're having fun right now. The competitions are very well in all the divisions. Just keep up the good work. And
what's that?
Oh, yeah. We want to say hello to the White Assassin, Katie Keller. I am looking forward to having her and her friend, the Divine Angel, get on the stage at the Angry Buffalo at the Rose Garden and sing their song. I will be sitting front row. I will still be confused. I might have an easel. I might have a freaking apprentice next to me, like drawing shit and doing math equations because I'm still not convinced of what she tried to tell me. But look for them. Look for B's brother quarterback this week. And thank you all. Keep being you and, you know, be responsible, have fun, but don't overdo it because there's one or two of you that need to cool off a little bit. But we'll see you next Saturday.
We live in a time that for some reason has accelerated the amount of people who are considered addicted to something or the other. I mean, addicted in a negative way, in something that they would like to or someone would like them to release. Could you tell us something about it?
You like my titties?
blood pumping through my ventricle. Take it off to be effectual. Your body's so delectable. Sexual frustration, need that penetration, mutual masturbation. You are my addiction.